Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man hiding in the attic discovers there's no hiding from the heat or from the law. Palm Coast, Florida. A man attempted to evade arrest by hiding in the attic of his Palm Coast home. Flagler County Sheriff's Office said on August 30th, hot and humid out there, that Michael Allison thought he could hide from deputies in his house on Piedmont Drive. Now, according to deputies, he was wanted on a felony violation of probation for warrant of on unlawful possession of a controlled substance and driving with a suspended license. The deputies saw the guy go into his house. They knocked on the door. They announced who they were. They entered the home in search of him. And then they found out he was hiding in the attic. They told him to come down. And he did 30 minutes later, extremely dehydrated. They had to treat him at the hospital. He's 37 years old before taking him to jail in Florida summer, in the heat, in the humidity. What a dummy. I mean, at least there's no gators up there, right? I mean, could have tried that. As Kane says, old people aren't innocent. Florida man, 75 years old, tried to stab a patron and punched a manager. 75 years old. Dude, what got into his insurer?
Carrying that anger around for a long time.
No joke. David Gully, 75, of Palm Beach Shores. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, terroristic threats, disorderly conduct, simple assault. He lunged at a guy at the Red Horse by David Burke, I don't know, restaurant, during an argument over a wine being spilled on the victim's wife. He got a cut finger. There's video that we cannot play at all. They said that according to the people at the table next to him, he was saying that they're trying to slow down on the old spirits people. What in the world? And the man asks, it's apparently like two tables got into a fight over it, over wine being spilled. And one guy says an accident is why there's wine spilled all over her back. And he asks Gully, who's at the table next to him, do you have a knife in your hand? And that's when Gully lunged at the woman and the woman screamed, no, David, before a fight emerged. It got broken up by restaurant employees. Oh, my gosh. Like, so this is crazy. 75 years old. But did he spill the wine, though? Our partners that help bring you free radio. It's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15. If you haven't seen the P15 yet, you need to check it out. It is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. And that comes in two versions. You have the polymer version and then you have the metal version. The metal version is really cool. It's beautiful. You know, those walnut wood grip panels. And it's ideal for concealed carry from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. And it's, you know, just game-changing innovation from Kel-Tec. You have the tritium and fiber optic front sight. You got the fully adjustable two-dot rear as well. It's super light and only 1.27 approximately inches wide. It's just awesome concealability, and you don't have to sacrifice stopping power at all. Check it out. It's the P15 only at KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Dropping that you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to like seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
well, that's not how it works at the fair. I mean, Jiminy, can I just say, aren't ducks mean? Can't they be mean?
I mean, I find geese are more mean than ducks.
Geese
honestly.
Are jerks.
Yeah. I think geese are mean and ducks are just like,
That's so sad.
Whatever.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of the second hour. That's a guy from Springfield, Ohio. He's like, guys, you know, you got all these, and who he's the people he's talking about are people who are here illegally, and there's so many that are coming in and being brought in that they can't handle the influx. These areas can't handle the influx at all, and it's created a major problem. And this is, you know, this is what these residents are talking about. They had a council meeting. This is in Audio Soundbite 26 in Alabama. They shut the meeting down because residents were demanding transparency over all of these people who entered illegally, who are coming into the country. Listen.
Do we know where the individuals we're discussing are coming from? Where their point of origin is? Because you're treating them like lawful U.S. citizens, which they are not.
Okay, so I'm going to cut it off because we've had three people to come up. I'm going to cut it off because we have no reason, again, we have no reason to launch an investigation or to treat people differently because of how they look. There's no reason for
that.
That's just what I'm saying. I just said that. Tiffany just said that.
Okay,
so
I didn't say that.
But I said that.
Tiffany said that.
There's no reason for us to discuss this any further.
That's how government works.
What a broad. Tiffany said that, so you're just going to say statements out of nowhere, just make up stuff out of nowhere and react to it. You're going to argue with yourself. Tiffany, are you of two minds, Tiffany? Golly, I can't believe these people like get into it. Those city councils, they shut it down because people were no one talked about how someone looked. They're talking about whether or not someone came here legally, and then after they came here illegally, they continued to commit crimes. That's what does that have to do with how someone looks? Racist, Tiffany. Tiffany's a giant racist. What a hateful female. Giant racist. Oh, it's how people look. Oh, because Tiffany thinks that all immigrants are brown. Don't you, Tiffany? You racist female. She thinks all that's how Democrats think. That's how you have, like, what's his face? Nadler saying that people come over. Oh, they can. What did he say? I mean, crazy stuff. Like, oh, they can just do yard work or this, or Pelosi saying this stuff. I mean, they. Yeah. Insane. That's not true, but that's how Democrats think. And by the way, they care so much about minority status, unless it's minorities who came here legally, and then the moment they come here legally, you're just white. That's how they act. That's how Democrats act. If you come here legally, doesn't matter what your skin color is, you're just basically white. Get out of the way. Because the people who are some of the loudest on this are Americans who immigrated here legally. Big difference. But Democrats don't care. They don't care about that. That's not the only. I mean, you have the gangs, the Venezuelan gangs in Colorado, which didn't the governor, he was trying to kind of deny that ever happened, that was taking place. And there was multiple apartment complexes. I have a couple of other. There's a lot of sad stories. In Louisiana, this one illegal immigrant was admitted to knife point rape and kidnapping of a Louisiana girl. So here's the other problem I have is I want you to listen to this headline. This is New York Post, which I don't think is, New York Post is not a left-leaning entity. And I do sometimes wonder if they do this because they get penalized in search engine results. So they said the headline is Ghost Migrant Admits to Knife Point Rape and Kidnapping of Louisiana Girl, 13. Oh, migrant. What? And so they'll say things, they go back and forth, this migrant or an undocumented immigrant. And then they finally say in the third paragraph, after they identify Diego Rodriguez Salvador, 23, they said Rodriguez Salvador, an illegal migrant from Honduras. No, he is an illegal alien, an illegal immigrant. Why do we have to do all this word salad? That's an actual legitimate legal term. This is what I get so aggravated about on Facebook. I can't. And if we have it, like I can say illegal immigrant. If I type that, if it's part of the headline for a video, if it's a title of a video on Facebook, they will hide the video or they will strike it. YouTube, they will remove it. So you have to say migrant. Well, what does that mean? Migrant makes you think of people who just migrate, right? And it makes you think, oh, well, they came here legally. It's above board, right? Or immigrant. Oh, it's above board. We are the only country that does that. The literal only country that does that. Everywhere else, you are an illegal alien or you're an illegal immigrant or you are an immigrant who you got here illegally. You're committing a crime. You're a criminal because you entered the country illegally. Everywhere else, they use proper terminology. But here in the United States, it's not allowed for some reason. But this 23-year-old lured a 13-year-old girl into his car and raped her at knife point. assaulted her, and then he dropped her off in her neighborhood and then sped away into the night. He turned himself in after police found his car in New Orleans East, and they called him on the phone. And there was a little bit of a manhunt. They got him. They brought him in. They said that little is known about him, except that he is here from Honduras illegally. That's it. He is illegal. And then they say things like, this is what the Kenner Police Department said. He has an undocumented status in the United States. He's here illegally. Don't say undocumented. He's here illegally. The purpose was to not have documents so he could come here illegally. Stop doing this. What an insult that is to people who come here legally and join the American family legally. What an insult that is to diminish what they've done by conflating it, by using words like migrant or undocumented immigrant, and to conflate them with people who come here illegally. Do you know how unbelievably bigoted that is to do? So this guy's charged with second-degree kidnapping and second-degree rape of a juvenile. That's just like one of the latest. I can't stand. How often do you see that, King? That language that's used, migrant, or undocumented immigrant, and it takes you a minute to realize, oh, this person they're talking about already committed a crime of entering illegally.
Yeah, it's intentional. They love to conflate, too, when they argue. You want to argue. You know, we want our back door closed. If you lock your door at night, it's not because you hate everybody on the outside. It's because you want to protect the things that are inside.
Right.
And that's exactly the perspective. So they like to muddy that by saying, oh, you're against immigration, when in fact, no one is against that. We're just against the illegal immigration.
Right. And then in Canada, they caught an illegal immigrant plotting a terror attack in the U.S. And this is another one where they were saying immigrant. And no. Immigrant means someone who is here legally. This is a person who's in the country illegally. This is the problem with the language, and then the situation at the border. They can't even accurately discuss or will allow accurate discussion of the criminality involved. And it's a huge issue because it makes you think that, okay, well, they can't also, how do you solve a problem if you're not going to acknowledge that it's happening? Audio Soundbite 27. Remember what Kamala Harris said. This may come up, by the way, in the debate, which she said when asked about health care for people who entered the country illegally. Listen, Audio Soundbite 27.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Hold up her hand.
Let me start with you, Mayor Buttigieg.
Held up her hand. There she held it up. Held up her hand. There it is. So, why is that something that people who enter illegally deserve? Free? I mean, it's not free. Somebody's paying for it. I was at the border down this is RGV area. I went down there at the time with Louis Gohmert, and there was so in McAllen, in this town, they had a lot of the community and a lot of the doctors that were providing these services for free, and they were being really undeservedly criticized. And I went down there and I was talking to a lot of them. There was a guy who donated one of these it's like a medical bus where you can go and you can get evaluated. The reason they did it is because under Obama Biden, the demand was that you have these people come through and you have to process them. And they did not want to overtax their own resources and have their hospitals swamped and turned into processing units for people who were coming across the border illegally. So they had to, the community was coming together, and they were establishing these places for people to be processed. And they weren't even being treated like third-party government contractors, which is the weird thing. Catholic Charities down there was. But these people weren't. They were trying to alleviate some of the burden that was being placed on their own resources. And people who didn't know what was happening or how it was happening were attacking them, acting like, oh, they're providing these services for people coming across the border illegally, and that's going to just invite more. No, they're trying to keep their hospitals from getting besieged and keeping the government out of the town so that Obama Biden couldn't roll in and say, oh, look how overwhelmed they are. We need more government involvement now because we're going to have to get in and help alleviate. And they didn't want to make the case for that. So they were trying to manage it as best they could. And in looking at that, the majority of the people who were fighting it there on the border themselves were people who came from families that immigrated to the United States. And everybody comes here for the American dream. Everybody wants to have the American dream. And they were so upset and so angry to see what they valued diminished by the way it was just tossed out to people, even criminals who were coming across the border. No documentation, people who were involved in trafficking or drugs or who were coyotes, you know, all of this. And I can understand why they were, I mean, you get why they're so upset and they were working so hard to keep their community from just being overwhelmed. It was truly unbelievable to see all of that. And they weren't doing it because they wanted to make it easier for people to come across illegally. They didn't want their hospitals to be overrun. I don't think people understand. I mean, I saw people literally in line on the street at a bus stop, given vouchers by some of the Catholic charities down there. And then they were lined up and multiple blocks, not even kidding you. The number of people who were down there was like, imagine, you know, when you go to a small town and they shut the town down and they have like a festival. It was like that, those kind of numbers. I'm not even kidding you. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And they were all so overwhelmed. And where does that come from? You know, oh, we got to give health care. That's exactly one of the reasons why these people were banding together to stop what was happening in their town being used as an example for what Harris just said there. Oh, well, yes, we need to give health care to people who are coming in here illegally and make that happen. That, A, you're talking about more government spending, government getting involved. How does that even work with all the legality involved in it? Where are Democrats for those people who are not being represented down there? You will never see CNN, MSNBC, ABC go to any of these border towns and actually talk to those people. They are terrified of Americans who immigrated here and who are very against these policies, terrified of them because they would destroy them in one soundbite.
Hi, I'm Matthew, a theater major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The great Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver, built to guard or protect an apple of gold. This apple of gold was the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights for all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Apple's upcoming iPhone 16 is apparently going to have some AI capabilities. I do like the fact that they're kind of getting more normal size again because I'm very lazy and I don't want to have to use two hands for my phone. Is that bad? That's like a first world problem. I mean, I have to strain to read. I'm like, and it makes me sad. But their ubiquitous iPhone's about to break new ground. It's going into AI. What is that going to? Is that going to make things actually work? Is it going to make Siri work better? Because my Siri hates me and does not do anything I ask her to do. She's an irrelevant tool bag. I don't use her for anything. Anyway, iPhone 16, they said it's going to be tailored specifically for AI. I don't even know what that means. Can that write text to people I don't want to text back? I don't know. What does it mean? Nobody knows. So anyway, we'll watch We'll watch for that. I'm sure that that's going to be more exciting than Cheney endorsing Harris. Also, the animal sacrifices on the rise in Queens, with chickens and pigs being tortured in twisted rituals. Yay, sanctuary cities. Woot, woot. Yeah, that's apparently what's happening. If you want to be walking in the park, I mean, just be prepared. You're going to see a bunch of birds with their heads cut off, or birds' heads that have been cut off. And in fact, citizens have been very upset. And by the way, a lot of them are like immigrants who came here legally that don't want to be playing in the park and watching animals' heads flying everywhere. I'm just saying.
Keep your pets close.
Keep your pets close. Exactly. They said that creatures recovered. They said there have been live pigs, severed pig parts, a near-dead baby rat tied up in a bag with chicken bones. I don't even know what that does. Freshly decapitated chicken heads, a live hen in distress. This is like the ultimate cops episode. We've got it all. We have a near-dead baby rat tied up in a bag with chicken bones, a freshly decapitated chicken head, and a live hen in distress, and a dead dog with its neck snapped. I know, it's horrific. But they said it's getting worse. The animal sacrifices are happening more and more repeatedly, according to Sloan Queeley, who's co-founder and president of Animal Rescue in that area. They said that it's like an actual thing that they have to worry about. Tons of animal sacrifices that are happening. This is crazy. We're going to come back to this. Also, a Gen Xer with an MBA can't get a job despite over 1,500 job applications. This is like one guy's quest. Because of Bidenomics. He said his degrees have been useless. I agree. I don't think that you need to be going unless you're going into like law, you're going into medicine, maybe some kind of scientific thing. Otherwise, it's all just a giant scam. It really is. And police across the United States have been given a new UFO handbook, as they say that crafts pose significant safety risks. I hope the October surprise is the existence of aliens or Bigfoot, like something. Stick with us. I wanted to touch on this the other day because I ended up seeing this as an aside. I also follow an account called Woke Preacher Clips, which is very entertaining. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it is. It's very entertaining. This, I saw that there was this guy who calls himself a preacher, Reverend Ben Creamer. I don't know. He's in Idaho somewhere. He seems like a super lefty dude. He was talking about guns and firearms, and or talking about Christianity and firearms, and he was saying that you basically can't be a Christian and own a gun. No, that's basically that is what he was saying. He was posting, like, for instance, he posted like this these weird, like, selectively edited graphs. He was promoting Moms Demand, all of this stuff. And it made me a little aggravated, to say the least, about this the other day, yesterday, when all of this happened. And I responded to him because I have a major problem with people who do this. And he was saying that the assault weapons ban worked, and that he said he was 14 when Columbine happened in 1999. Congress passed the assault weapons ban in 94. And he said that it was lifted in 2004. Mass shootings quadrupled. Well, first off, he didn't realize, as he said, he was 14 when Columbine happened. Columbine happened during the assault weapons ban, you genius. And furthermore, mass casualty incidents continued to occur. And every single measure of the assault weapons ban, including not one but two Department of Justice analyses of it, concluded that it had no impact at all whatsoever on any kind of felonious activity or homicides involving firearms. And I, you know, chastised this reverend. I said, don't abuse your position as a shepherd by misleading your flock about the truth on firearms. It had absolutely no impact. In fact, crime, after the assault weapons ban sunset in 2004, in 2005, the first measure of crime by the FBI, this report published in 2005 showed that crime actually dropped, interestingly enough. And the other reason that it had no impact is because rifles are not used typically in felonious activity involving firearms. Homicide involving firearms was entirely unaffected, and because that the ban targeted something that isn't used to as the driver of crime. And of course, this guy's shilling for Moms Demand, you know, a group that actively works with actual domestic abusers to target and silence pro Second Amendment women, which is shameful. And the other misnomer about it is the assault weapons ban didn't actually ban rifles. It banned the various attachments onto said rifles. So if you had, you know, like three or more attachments, then, you know, that would make your rifle an quote unquote assault rifle. You take the attachments off and the rifle's a normal rifle again. It's like Clark Kent putting on glasses. He's a totally different person. Take them off. He's, you know, Superman. It's just wild. But that's, it didn't actually ban anything and it had no absolute impact. And I included receipts on this, but I cannot stand pastors that get woke and political like this. And woke preacher clips reminded me that this guy, his church raised money for abortion procedures after Dobbs. They raised money for Planned Parenthood. This guy. Unbelievable. See, as I noted, you know, one of the problems that we have and we're seeing, I mean, you have dwindling church attendance. And one of the reasons why you have dwindling church attendance across the nation is because you have people like this behind the pulpit.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.